Eliza wisely used her inheritance, which included the mansion and other real estate, to buy property in South Richmond and beyond, which at that moment was selling at deeply depressed prices. She sold many parcels in the 1850s when the city's economy revived, reaping a huge profit and guaranteeing that her family would remain wealthy. John left $10,000, about $350,000 in today's dollars, to each of the children. Anna married a Philadelphia doctor in 1844 and moved to that city, but continued to keep close tabs on the family business. John, who had worked for his father in the hardware business, took over the stores and had them flourishing as the economy improved. John also showed his father's maverick intellectual streak, raising money for a Jewish school in Richmond at a time when anti-Semitism in the city was virulent, and later writing a dry tome on matter and energy titled Natural Force, A New View. Elizabeth spent much of her inheritance circumventing the slavery provision in her father's will. Instead of trying to openly free their slaves, a complicated legal exercise in Virginia, even if John's will had not barred them from doing so, Eliza and Elizabeth made informal and secret arrangements with the African Americans to liberate them. Many of the blacks, given the option of fleeing north, decided to remain with Eliza and Elizabeth, whom they considered friends, working in the mansion or on their 36-acre farm in Henrico County. She began paying the ones who remained under the table, or hiring them out to other families and allowing them to keep the fees the families remitted to her. Van Loo also spent much of her inheritance buying slaves at Richmond's markets to keep their families from being broken up and then secretly freeing them. She bought 9 this way. It was an expensive exercise. A slave named Louisa, who Elizabeth purchased on January 1, 1863, cost her $1,000.